Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Paul George and the Oklahoma City Thunder take on the Pacers tonight. ESPN has all the action, and it's the return of Paul George to the place he left because, well, he just didn't want to play here anymore. Paul George's agent said, hey, he's not real convinced in the direction that the Pacers are going. He doesn't want to be here anymore, so can you please trade him to get him out of here to do what's good for Paul George? And the Pacers obliged. They sent Paul to the Oklahoma City Thunder so he could join up with Russell Westbrook and eventually Carmelo Anthony. Who did the Pacers get back in return? Victor Oladipo, the All-American, who left Indiana University early to join the league. He played at Orlando and then was traded to the Thunder. Now traded to the Pacers. Sounds like a guy nobody wants. And Domantas Sabonis, big seven-footer, young kid, really hasn't had time to show anything. Boy, Oklahoma City, they fleeced the Pacers in that deal, or did they? 27 games for the Pacers, they're 16-11, their home record's 10-4. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a name and star power like Russell Westbrook, last year's MVP, Carmelo Anthony, how many All-Star games and Olympic teams has he been on? Paul George, the vaunted Paul George, Oklahoma City limps in 12-14, their record on the road 3-10. What kind of ovation will the Pacer fans have for their past hero, Paul George? I'm not sure if ovation's the right word. Maybe you should clap a little bit, because if Paul George didn't want out, who knows where this Pacer team would be right now. Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis have made a difference. Maybe those are the guys you should be applauding instead of wasting your time booing Paul George for being Paul George. Indianapolis has been selected to host a 2021 All-Star Game. That's the other big news today. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
We'll put a bow on the 2017 Indiana Hoosier football program as their banquet was held last Sunday and they gave out awards for the 2017 season. And T. Gray Scales was named the Anthony Thompson Most Valuable Player for the second year running. Scales was the first IU player to earn back-to-back MVP honors since Jamie Curlew back in 2008 and 2009. He also became the first Hoosier linebacker to collect first-team All Big Ten honors since 1988. That was Willie Bates and Joe Huff. Scales will sorely be missed as his name litters the top 10 in most major categories in IU's defensive record book. Head coach Tom Allen created the inaugural LEO, Love Each Other Award, and that went to senior quarterback Richard Lego. That's hardly a surprise. Lego embraced the LEO culture from day one and showed multiple times that team, above everything, was the most important thing for the 2017 Hoosiers. Remember, Lego was replaced by Peyton Ramsey midway through the season at the quarterback spot, but didn't sulk, didn't fight, was kept a team captain, and persevered through a generally tough situation. Other award winners from 2017, the team captains for the season, Greg Gooch, Richard Lego, Wes Martin, and T. Gray Scales. Only Martin from that group, the redshirt junior, will return. The defensive player of the year was Chris Covington. He's also a senior. The offensive MVP went to Simi Cobbs, a redshirt junior. He could also be leaving for greener pastures. And leading the special teams charge, Chase Dutra, another senior. Sure, the 2017 season didn't end the way those seniors wanted it to, but over the last 4 or 5 years, remember, they won 4 straight Old Oaken buckets and participated in 2 straight bowl games. Neither of those had been done in some time in program history. Terry joins me tonight in the zone in your call 6 to 7. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.